Welcome to a new podcast we're calling Surfing the Web. I'm basically just going to pull up some websites and start checking out what the headlines are, what the lead stories are, and giving you my 2 cents worth on those various stories. Let's see here. We go to ESPN.com, first of all, and the headline here, technical difficulties. Jim Boeheim's epic meltdown Saturday in Cameron led to one of the biggest questions. Why is everyone so angry? I'll tell you why. Boeheim's angry because he got screwed. He was in Cameron Indoor Arena, and his player drove the baseline, scored a layup, was fouled, and they called it a charge, and it changed the game. It would have tied the game at that point in time. Instead, it gives the ball back to Duke, and then, of course, when Boeheim loses his mind and gets tossed for getting the official's face and taking his jacket off and doing all the things that he did, it really sealed the deal for Duke because they got, what, 4 free throws on technicals to bury the game and put it out of reach. So while the game might have been lost on that bad call by the officials, it was definitely lost by Boeheim. So I think he was angry because of the bad call and then maybe realized that he affected the game in a negative way by getting the technicals and getting tossed out. So that's why everyone was so angry, unless you were a Duke fan, with what happened with Syracuse and Duke over the weekend. Now, the new top 25 is out, and as we click on it for the Associated Press, Florida is your new number one basketball team. Wichita State, the Shockers. Should have realized this was going to be a good team after the way they played and beat Ohio State last year in the NCAA tournament. They're still undefeated, the only undefeated team in the NCAA right now. They're number 2. Arizona's 3. Syracuse falls to 4. Kansas is at 5. Ohio State now number 22 in the AP poll. So enough college basketball. Let's see what else is out there. Clowney wows in Dash, still puzzles scouts. That's one of the headlines here on ESPN.com. And Jadeveon Clowney ran the 40-yard dash in Lucas Oil Stadium, and officially it was a 4.53 40-yard dash. That's pretty fast for a guy that's 6'5 and 266 pounds, so he's showing that he's an athletic freak. There's no doubt about that. However, his bench press was not impressive. Only 19 reps of 225 pounds on the bench press. Some punter did more than he did. Now, I will say this. I'm not a huge fan of the combine. I'd rather watch game film and see what guys do when they're being blocked and they've got their helmets and their shoulder pads on and they're chasing after guys and everything like that. But it's kind of funny that Jadeveon Clowney, who could be the number one overall pick in the draft, might get beat in the bench press by a punter. So whoever that punter is, I'm sure teams will be looking for him not only to punt the ball for him, but also to make tackles on special teams. And, of course, the other big story at the NFL Combine was Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, and the fact that he's under 6 foot. He's taller than Russell Wilson, but he's under 6 foot. How is he going to play out at the NFL level? Is he a party animal? Is he maturing? Is he growing up? Supposedly his interviews with all the teams went very well. He answered all the questions, including the one involving the Peyton Manning camp where he got kicked out. He said his phone, which was his alarm clock, somehow lost power, and that's why he overslept. It wasn't because he was out partying in New Orleans and everything. He told Peter King that of SI.com. But Johnny Manziel, still the huge question mark, the biggest question mark, I think, of this upcoming NFL draft. All right, what else do we have here on ESPN.com that looks like it's worth a damn to talk? The Winter Olympics, that's one of the stories. Sochi memories. I'll tell you what my Sochi memories will be. These two memories, that the men's team in hockey failed to medal, and the women's team in hockey choked in a big, big way. You talk about a colossal collapse. They're up 2-0 with less than 4 minutes to go in the gold medal game against their arch rival Canada, and they choked it away. They didn't win the gold. They won the silver medal. So I will remember the Sochi Olympics for two things: men's hockey not winning a medal, and the women's hockey team choking. All right, let's move along here to another website. Let's go to, how about sportspickle.com? If you haven't been to this website, it's actually pretty funny. It's got a humorous side to things. Like the first story up on sportspickle.com is Johnny Manziel blows an impressive 0.20 on the NFL Combine breathalyzer test. And it's got photos of Johnny Manziel partying with some hot-looking babes, obviously from back in his college days. So this website, if you want to get a chuckle and a different perspective of sports, by all means, go to sportspickle.com. And this is just a perfect timing when you consider the NFL Combine and all the different numbers that they're posting at the NFL Combine for broad jump and vertical jump and your 40-yard dash and the cone drill. And their headline on sportspickle.com is Johnny Manziel blows an impressive 0.20 on the NFL Combine breathalyzer test. I just think that's great. What other stories do they have up on sportspickle.com? Headline here, NFL Network's Warren Sapp. There's something in the steroids that makes today's players bigger and faster. So basically what he's saying, Warren Sapp, is that players in the NFL indeed are using steroids, and the ones that are being used now as compared to when Warren Sapp was in the league, they're better steroids. They're making the players bigger and stronger. So that's one of the headlines there. What other ones do we have here? Video, Atlanta Hawks mascot did a wrecking ball parody for some reason. I haven't looked at it yet, but I will have to check that out after we're done here. Oh, here's a good one. 90,000 Olympic Village condoms go unused, and then under it says athletes just uglier this year. Oh my, as the 2014 Winter Olympic Games concluded Sunday night, an unprecedented 90,000 condoms still remained unused in the Olympic Village, a fact experts are contributing to the appearance of the athletes. So not only did the United States not do well this year, and we'll remember that as far as the hockey teams and all that, but also the United States and all the other countries were ugly compared to past years. A couple of more headlines. What do we have here? Here's one. Picture Matt Lauer and Sochi Olympics by making fun of Bob Costas while looking him in the disgusting eyes. I guess Lauer asked Costas if he was going to take the red eye home from Sochi. So there's a look. Oh, wait, one more here. Johnny Weir finds great deal on polo shirts on latest shopping trip. I got to pull this one up and read a little bit more on this one. NBC figure skating analyst Johnny Weir said he scored a major deal today on polo shirts, getting 2 for $20 at a Russian department store. I spend a lot of money on clothes, so I have to take a deal when I can get it. And 2 polo shirts for just $20 is definitely a deal. They're so practical. You can wear them with khakis, jeans, a leather, and a metal skirt. Anything. A metal skirt. Oh, Johnny Weir. That's not strange. Oh, my. All right. Enough of sportspickle.com. Let's move along to SI.com. Oh, here we go. And you got to love it. The top of SI.com. Emily Ratajkowski, rookie swimsuit model. Let's click on Emily and see what Emily. Ooh, hey now. Emily looks like. Oh, it takes you to all the different pages of the various models that were in the SI swimsuit edition for 2014. Who's doing the body paint this year? That's always a fabulous one that people love to see. They don't have the names of the girls. Oh, here we go. Yeah, let's see. The body paint girls this year are Samantha Hoops, Hannah Ferguson, Emily Ratajkowski, who we just talked about, and also, let's scroll down just a little bit here, Chris Urena. Those are the body paint girls. What about the athletes this year? Oh, there's the fox in the box. Yes, indeed, soccer's own from the United States. Alex Morgan featured again. She was featured in previous years in the body paint section. So Alex Morgan, one of the athletes in this year's swimsuit edition. Anastasia Ashley is another athlete featured. I have no idea who she is, but I do know who Skylar Diggins is, and Skylar Diggins is just flat-out hot, absolutely hot. So those are your three athletes in this year's swimsuit edition for Sports Illustrated. Let's go back to our main page here and see what else is being talked about today or as the headlines for SI.com. Monday morning quarterback with Peter King. Johnny Manziel is doing and saying all the right things in Indianapolis. Will it be enough to propel him? Yeah, I can read. Will it be enough to propel him to number one overall? So that's one of the feature stories there. You know what? Love the Monday morning quarterback, but I'm confused as hell by it now because there's so many different things that to branch off. I just want to read what Peter King has to say. No offense to any of the other writers. I'm guessing they're probably good and everything like that, but just let me read what Peter King has to say. That's why I always go to this website to read what Peter King has to say. So just put him up there so I can click on it and get his Monday morning quarterback. Oh, here's another topic that we've got to discuss. Running back Adam Uema left the NFL scouting combine Sunday because he says God told him to do so. Uema said God told him he would play for the Seattle Seahawks, his dream, if he skipped the combine. God told me to sit down, be quiet, and enjoy the peace. Hey, Adam, since you've got the hotline number to the big man upstairs, you want to share that with all of us? Maybe tweet it out, let everybody know what that number is, because I've got a few questions I'd like to ask the big man upstairs, too, and hopefully he'll give me some answers like he gave you. Come on, really? Please? Whatever. I mean, some people that this is what they believe or they think they heard or this is part of their belief and everything. But, I mean, we see this all the time, and I always wonder, you know, after watching a Super Bowl where the winning team, the guy says, couldn't have done this without the man upstairs. It's just, you know, he's the reason we won today. And I'm thinking, well, if God is great and God loves everybody, then why did he pick you to win the Super Bowl over somebody else? And why didn't he help Colin Kaepernick play a better game, in the NFC Championship game and allowed Seattle to win and go on and win the Super Bowl. So when I see stuff like this, I just shake my head. But who knows? Maybe Adam does have connections upstairs. And like I said, Adam, if you do, by all means, please post the phone number or the way to get in contact with the man upstairs, because I have some questions about things that have happened in my life and things that might happen in the future. Dale Jr. wins the Daytona 500 after a long rain delay. Didn't watch it. Not a big NASCAR fan. If Ricky Bobby were racing, I would definitely tune in. If you ain't first, you're last. And I would love to see that. But since he's not, I don't tune in. But I guess for Dale Jr., that's good for Wrangler. I'm sure he'll sell a lot of blue jeans here today after winning the Daytona 500 yesterday after all the rain delays and everything along those lines. So there's just an idea of what we're going to do on a regular basis. Take a look at some of the various websites, see what the bullet points are, the hot button issues are, the headlines are, and things along those lines. But if you haven't had a chance to check out sportspickle.com, I highly recommend sportspickle.com. If you're a sports fan and you want more of a humorous side to things, but also ESPN.com, SI.com, and don't forget to go to KennyRota.com too, because it's one of the best sports websites out there with my blogs and my podcasts and my interviews and things of that nature. And we're going to be tweaking it a little bit more, adding more to it, maybe even some video. So check out www.KennyRota.com, and we'll be doing these podcasts on a regular basis. And if there are websites out there you think I should look into, by all means, tweet those websites at me that are sports related and entertainment related. Why not? Oh, speaking of entertainment, before I get out of here, I have to say this. A sad day today as Harold Ramis passed away at the age of 69. One of my favorite writers, directors, actors in comedy of all time, from Animal House to Stripes to Caddyshack, Ghostbusters. He was phenomenal. He made you laugh every time you watched him on screen or you watched one of his movies. My favorite is Stripes and Caddyshack. Those two are like 1A and 1B. I just laugh my ass off every time I watch him. And his opening scene in Stripes, where he's teaching English to a bunch of foreigners who don't speak English, and he's got them doing the do run, 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 the do run, run song to learn English. It's absolutely classic. He's going to be missed. So rest in peace, Harold Ramis. But getting back to if you want me to check out some various websites and comment on them in these podcasts, by all means, follow me on Twitter at TheKennyRota. And for all you Twitches out there, you can tweet at me what you think some of those websites are that I should follow, take a look at, and comment on.